Hello, what have we here?
Hey everyone, welcome back to Resistance Radio. It's episode 100. Hope you all enjoyed last week's show, because this week it's all about, well, us. And the previous 99 episodes. And our favorite moments from it. Yeah, it's all about us, right? Anyway, as always, I am Mikey B, and I'm joined with my co-host, Danya. Welcome back, Danya. It's been, what, three or 4 weeks?
Something like that. Yeah, it's been a while. That's what holidays do, right?
And by holidays, you mean vacation.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
I guess you'd call it vacation. Whatever. It was good, though. It was nice to have a little bit of a break as well, to get away and just...
watch hockey.
Reset, and yeah, basically watch hockey, watch a lot of hockey. I went to, like, 4 games while I was in DC. Yeah, it was great. One of them requiring a 4-hour road trip, which was kind of cool.
Awesome. And we also have Caitlin with us this week. Welcome back, Caitlin. How was your holiday?
Vacation. Well, I escaped Hoth, so that was nice.
Well, that's
but
good.
Then I came back to Hoth.
Well, you it's know, cold. It's cold. But hey, spring's just around the corner, right? And then it'll turn into a Naboo or something?
Yeah.
Nice and peaceful.
Cold today.
Oh, well.
We'll just put it that way.
It is cold. And Ben will be joining us, but he's stuck in traffic.
Poor Ben.
Eventually. Maybe he'll show up. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you guys can get a hold of us on Twitter at @RRadioPodcast. Leave a comment on our Facebook page. Send us an email through our website, resistanceradio.net, or leave a comment on our post, this post, when it goes up on hyperbolt.com. Today's podcast is brought to you by audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/resistanceradio with over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Get the latest Star Wars audiobook for free, including the novelization of The Last Jedi or the new Han Solo book that's coming out soon. But I will say The Last Jedi novelization is really, really good. So twists and turns in there that I didn't expect to hear or read when I first read it. Check it out. We've also launched our Patreon. Check it out at patreon.com/resistanceradiopodcast. We have some awesome perks like Discord chat, recording studio, movie nights, after dark episodes. Join us in our chat and derail us as we're talking, because that happens to me way too often. Or even join us on the show sometimes. If you can't afford to support us via Patreon, that's all right. We have merchandise for sale. T-shirts and button packs are available on our website. But it's okay. You may be one of the lucky winners who have won something in our 100th episode giveaway. So we have one lucky winner who won a t-shirt and a button pack. And then we have 5 other winners who just won button packs that I'll be mailing those out soon when I get a chance. So we'll announce those at the end, I think. But it's time for the news. Guys, guess what news there is? Not yet. The DVD's not out, but the digital release is out. Has anyone had a chance to watch The Last Jedi since it came out on digital release?
No. I'm excited because I watched the bonus feature trailers.
So. Oh my gosh, the bonus features are amazing, guys. I've watched all the bonus feature stuff. It's awesome. And I will tell you this. The documentary, it's an hour and a half-ish long. It is absolutely phenomenal. It is probably one of the best bonus features I've seen. It may or may not be nice that Mark Hamill talks about how much he didn't like the way Luke was portrayed in this film. But like he talks about it in such a good way, where it's like we heard all the rumblings and we saw all the news clips about it. But then like having the actual footage of him on screen saying like, "I told Ryan I did not unequivocally say this is not what my Luke Skywalker would do, but I'm going to do everything I can to give you the best Luke Skywalker to match your vision." And then at the end talking about how he kind of came full circle and realized he's not the Luke Skywalker of this trilogy, he's the Obi-Wan Kenobi. And it was just really nice to see that Mark Hamill in that documentary, and also just like kind of the vulnerability of Rian Johnson talking about going into this film. So that documentary, if you get a chance, when you get the digital release, you get the DVD, Blu-ray that comes out next week, go ahead, watch that documentary. It was probably the first thing I watched, and it was phenomenal. But what are you guys excited for? I know you guys had a chance to look through the list of all the really cool things, but The Director and the Jedi, that is like my favorite thing that was on there. Anything else you're looking
for? I think that's the thing that I'm most looking forward to, and basically just any kind of like discussion or look at deleted scenes. I think that's something that I'm really interested in looking at the moment. I just checked the date because I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure I like ordered the digital release and it didn't download. Yeah, I looked and we don't get it until April the 9th. So that would explain why I don't have it. I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't get it. Because you know when usually when iTunes downloads something it gives you an alert to be like, hey, this is downloaded now. And you're like, oh, yay, awesome, I can watch it. I was like, God, did I really miss the release? And no, it's because April 9th for me. But yeah, I think the thing, The Director and the Jedi is the thing that I'm most looking forward to.
I will say it's really good. Some of the deleted scenes, I will say also, one, the Phasma scene is really good. I wish they had kept that one in. But my favorite deleted scene is such a visual gag that I wish they had left it in because it's hilarious. It's on Canto Bight. It's essentially like a sauna / masseuse room, and you have this giant, I don't know, type of alien character who's getting like a massage. He just looks so like Jabba the Hutt-esque, getting a massage, and then the Fathier just like comes running down on top of him and everything. It's hilarious. But yeah, anything, what about you, Caitlin? What are you excited about?
I actually only got to watch a few of the trailers so far. I haven't watched anything, but just what I've seen so far, I'm super excited to watch these, and I feel like it's going to be like a day activity where I just watch the movie and then all the bonus content.
Yeah. One of the things that are really cool also is the, I think it's something with, I'm trying to, I don't have it up pulled up right now, but it's the One Night Only with Andy Serkis, and it is amazing. Seeing the skill that Andy brought to the character of Snoke. Obviously, we saw the motion capture, you know, CG version of Snoke on in the film, but seeing him act it out was just absolutely amazing. And that one is also definitely one of the ones I watched right after the documentary. Definitely check that out. But yeah, I was beyond ecstatic about the special features. I hope they add more. I also am happy that they also have the commentary. I have yet to watch the film with the commentary turned on, but that is something I plan to do soon. And we can talk more about it as everyone gets a chance to watch it and it comes out on disc. Because I know some people are not buying it digital and disc like I do, but we'll get it just one way. Anything else about the Last Jedi digital release that's here in the U.S.? No? Yes.
Yep.
All right, guys. Ooh. Well, it's time for our spotlight topic. So this is what we'll do. We'll kind of, instead of just going down our list, so for those listening, we have a list of favorite episodes that we want to discuss and just kind of reflect on as our spotlight topic. And instead of going down, because we put it kind of broken down by person, we'll just do, I'll do one, and then Danya, and then Caitlin, and maybe we'll wait for Ben and we might talk about Ben's if he never shows up. But I do want to talk about episode 27. So this is one of my favorite episodes. And I think it was the first time Danya ever got mad during an episode. Like, really got mad. Because episode 27...
I'm usually super chill. This is the stupid part. Usually I'm so super chill. And there are just, like, certain things after, like, an amount of time that just, like, hit that button on me, and then I just go, nope, no, I'm done.
Yeah.
I remember being a listener and just cackling.
You're right. This is one of my favorite all-time episodes, is it's all about Metachlorians. So, episode 27, and me and Eric talk about how amazing Metachlorians are and how it makes sense, or how they kind of make sense in the whole idea of Star Wars, and I guess how it brings the science in. And Danya is just, I don't like Metachlorians. I like Metachlorians, Danya. Tell us about your passion in Metachlorians, Danya. think of them as like sprinkles on top of a cupcake. I don't know. But yeah, so episode 27 is all about Midichlorians. And I personally thought, you know, when you take a look back at the prequels, you know, over 20,000 Midichlorians in Anakin, it is one of those things where it's never really mentioned again, except it is mentioned in through like the bloodline, stuff like that. So it's there for a good reason or not, but I thought it was fun to be able to have an entire episode about Midichlorians, and that was episode 27. If you haven't listened that far back, check it out. It's really funny because, like you said, Caitlin, you were just cackling because Danya got really mad in this episode.
And like, I feel like it got to the point where like you and Eric were almost just egging her on because you were just so entertained by her.
I would never do such a thing like that. Never, ever.
Mikey would never. He's just the sweetest soul.
Exactly.
And he would never do anything to wind me up. Ever. Mm-hmm.
Not
no,
at all.
He wouldn't. It sounds fake. Sounds fake, Caitlin.
Okay. I must have misinterpreted.
Okay. Well, Danya, why don't you tell us about one of your favorite episodes from the last 99?
One of my absolute favorite episodes that we did, and sorry Mikey, and sorry to Ben, and sorry to all the other guys who've been on the show, but I actually really enjoyed the Ladies' Night episode that we did when you and Ben weren't available because it was Thanksgiving. So I ended up obviously we don't celebrate Thanksgiving here. Canadian Thanksgiving is at a different time. And I got Michal on and a couple of other women who don't celebrate Thanksgiving, so we all got together and did an episode, and it was a lot of fun. I remember we got the opportunity to just basically bounce stuff back and forth and kind of have like an open forum on what it means to be a female fan in Star Wars, and like just the conversation just kind of like grew naturally around like some of the news pieces that we were discussing, and it was just really interesting. I think that was the one. Was that the one where it was like a load of Entertainment Weekly stuff came out as well, and we went through?
I think so. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was my favorite.
Some of it came out that time, so you guys went through it because I remember editing that episode. It was a good episode. You know, it didn't have the same introduction, you know, that we're used to. But it was still good. You know, it was still good. I don't know if the energy was there, but it was a good episode.
Maybe it was missing the introduction.
Maybe not as many attempts, and that was just why I was there. Maybe it was missing a key factor or something. Maybe not. Maybe who knows. Anyway, Caitlin, tell us about your favorite, or one of your favorite episodes.
Okay, so I don't know if it was particular the first episode, but just when I discovered that Resistance Radio existed, because I had listened to many other podcasts that Danya had been on, and I originally listened to Mikey B on MuggleCast, so I was super excited to just discover that together they had created a Star Wars podcast. So it was three things that I enjoyed all in one, so that was one of my favorites.
Yeah. A Star Wars podcast by people from Hypeable and MuggleCast. No, yeah. I agree. I like that, too. I do want to talk about one of them from a listener who is also a winner of our one of our button packs. Danielle Etok says, my favorite Resistance Radio moment was in Episode 8 when Eric jokingly predicted that the Han Solo movie would just be called Solo. All the way back, you know, that's 92 episodes ago, Eric said, you know, they're just going to call it Solo. Hey, congratulations, Danielle. You just won a button pack. Yeah, she's in our Woo-hoo! Patreon right now. There you go. This is how we announce things randomly in real time.
just like, and you're a winner, and you're a winner.
You're a winner.
And everyone's a winner.
You get a button.
I feel like Oprah. Anyway, one of my next favorite episodes was episode 15, and I think, Danya, I think we talked about how you this is one of your favorite episodes also, but I had to be the one to put in the notes beforehand. But episode 15 was one of my favorite episodes because it was the episode all about Watto, and This is early on in the show where you're kind of like, okay, why are we doing characters like Watto when there's other major characters we can dive into? We started off with Luke, and it was really fun to just talk about like the small characters. And you know, we've done a lot of different character episodes. One of my favorites is Wedge also, which I know Danya loves too. But talking about Watto, really made me just realize, like, man, we can have a whole conversation about such a small character who was in a small bit of one film and a very little bit of the second one, but he had such a big impact on the whole story arc of, you know, Star Wars that we know. Plus, we got to hear Eric sing the Cantina song over and over again, pretending to be Watto.
I love that. Like that,
I feel like that. We need a clip of that on loop as our outro music.
Yeah, you know, it's on the website as a download for a ringtone. So if you have an iPhone, you can actually download it. It's there somewhere. I guess I'd have to search the website, but I remember there's a post, and there's also in episode 7, there's also a post of Danya making a ringtone that is made of Danya too, saying I don't even know what it actually is. Here it is.
I can't remember. There's a couple of times that we've done like little clips where stuff out of episodes and you've put them up on the website.
When you tried doing the chewy noise?
No, this is I don't even know what it is. It's some word that's just really long.
Saying the longest Welsh place people? Name in Wales?
Yeah, yes.
By request. Sorry, Danya.
Yeah, so how do you say that, Danya?
Oh, God, are we trotting it back out again?
There you go. I still don't know what it is. But regardless, there's a ringtone of that and Eric singing the Cantina song as Watto. You know, yeah, I don't do it as, maybe I do it as good as Eric. Maybe I don't. I know, but we just did it the whole time. It's amazing. I don't know. Maybe it's amazingly good, amazingly bad. But yeah, that's one of my favorite ones. Episode 15, you know, all about Watto. Was definitely one of my favorites. What was the next episode you had, Danya?
I really, really, really enjoyed the Rogue One roundtable that we did. We got a load of people on for that one. Do you remember? Because I was still in Wales. I was staying with Scott, so I dragged Scott on with me, and we had like Jen, and we had, I think Evan was on that one.
I think we had Mikal too. We had a lot of people.
Mikal was on, yeah.
Yeah, and Dano was on too. I think maybe. Dana was on because we all saw it. And Dana, I think Evan had just saw it that morning or something. Yes. There was a lot of people. Yeah, it was a fun episode. Long episode too.
It was. I think it was because there were so many people. So by the time we were like getting everyone's input in and kind of just breaking everything down and discussing it, because I think the other thing about it is that it was the first time that we'd had like a Star Wars story. So this is the first time that we were going outside of like the territory of the Star Wars saga. So it was really uncharted kind of territory for all of us. So it was such an interesting thing to kind of approach and look at and dissect and discuss because, you know, it was an entirely different experience for all of us. And I think it was just really, really interesting in general to get everyone's perspectives because we were at like different levels of engagement in terms of like Star Wars itself. Like some of us had been like fans from like kids. Some of us were like newer to the franchise, you know. So it was a little bit all over the place, which was also really interesting because taking that sort of spin-off idea and like moving outside of just the specific story of the Skywalkers it was just really fun to break it down with such a, like, diverse, like, sort of hosting group. And I had a lot of fun with that one. I would really like to bring a round table of sorts back at some point. For what? I don't know. Who knows? I think it would be quite fun to do, like, a similar sort of format again, because I just thought it was a blast. I had, like, such a good time.
I can tell you why we haven't done it again. I'll be honest with you. It's because that episode took me forever to edit. I mean, like,
I can believe
forever.
It.
I mean, when I say forever, I mean, like, normally it takes me, you know, an hour tops to get everything done after we finish recording. But that roundtable one, I think, took me about 6-7 hours to edit.
Oh.
Yeah. And the main reason why is because I love everyone that was on the show, and I think I've told everyone after this, I'm like, don't type, like, you know, I'm gonna make some noise here, and this is gonna stay in the show. But it was like, I'm like, stop typing, you're recording audio, people! I was going in and clipping out little bits of click and click and click, and although I will say, I think the dialogue on that show was amazing, and I love it. It's just, it's the amount of people on it, it's difficult, and I try to avoid it, because if someone else wants to edit the episode, I'm all for doing it. Danya, you want to do one of those episodes again? It's all you.
Well, the only reason I suggested solo was because the first time you did it was for
a Star Wars film.
Standalone. Yeah, standalone. And then this was supposed to be a standalone as well.
Yeah. I guess you could always do
two smaller round tables, so it's not as many, but you still get that discussion change up.
Yeah, no, I like it. All right, before we go into one of yours, Caitlin, I want to read another one from a fan, and we can talk about what we thought about this one. So this one is interesting. It's not a specific moment, but it's from Catherine Kolb. I don't know if that's saying your name right. I'm horrible with names, Danya, and everyone else can attest to that. But she just found Resistance Radio podcast a few weeks ago. And so my favorite memory is finding the same in-depth analysis and news I love on MuggleCast, but about Star Wars. So thank you. And thank you for joining in our contest. So you've just won a button pack also. So I think that's, and I'll be honest with those who don't know, when I started Resistance Radio, I literally modeled almost everything about it around my early days on MuggleCast, and me and Andrew had a conversation about it, and it was one of those things where the way me and Donnie even met was, I asked Andrew, I'm like, hey, Andrew, I'm doing a Star Wars podcast now. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you know, I don't know anything about Star Wars. I'm like, I know, that's why I don't want you to be on the show. But this is like a real conversation me and Andrew had. I'm like, but is there anybody at Hypeable that would want to do it with me? And I really didn't know anywhere to start other than like my experience with MuggleCast. So I modeled the show notes, everything we do, off of what we do with, you know, what we did with MuggleCast. And Donnie just happened to work at Hypeable, and that's how we started it. And the news, I do miss Micah Tenenbaum talking about the news, but I know, but now you got me doing it. But the same in-depth analysis, I would love to do like a group book, thing. I'd like to go chapter by chapter one day. Maybe we'll do an EU chapter by chapter, start the Jedi series or something fun, but that's what we did. So thank you. When I saw this comment, I was like, oh yeah, it makes me smile. This is why I do it. All right.
I feel like after that comment about Andrew, you should bring up your next favorite.
All right. Well, I see. I don't want to be like the one talking all the time, but okay.
It's all good. Go for it.
Okay. So my next favorite is The Wizard of Moz. This was episode 4, early on. And when we were still trying to figure out how we were going to do the show, I don't think we were releasing every week at that point.
I don't think we were either.
But me and Danya were joined by Andrew Sims and Matt Britton. And Andrew was on a couple episodes, specifically whenever we focused on the new trilogy or Force Awakens, because he actually liked the new trilogy. He actually likes it, which is awesome. You don't understand how many times I, myself, and Matt Britton had tried to convince Andrew to watch the original Star Wars or even the prequels to get into it. So Andrew joined us on that. But it was really cool because it was the first time early on in this, 2 years ago, they had talked about, it was Disneyland's 60th announcement. The announcements about to episode 8, and they also talked a little bit about the Star Wars Land. We didn't have any details about it yet, but they announced it around that time. And we talked about it, and we kind of guessed what a Han Solo Millennium Falcon ride would look like. Now we know it's not going to be a Han Solo Millennium Falcon. but it'll still be a Falcon ride. Oh, poor Han. But yes, I know. Andrew was on it. Donnie, do you remember that episode when we talked about Maz Kanata?
I do remember it. I remember, like, a lot of the first episodes was, like, very much about us trying to find our footing and how we were going to be doing the episodes. And I think, like, even within, like, the first 10 or so episodes, it was just settling into, like, knowing each other and, like, how we work together as, like, co-hosts.
Yeah, so, I don't think that the jokes weren't... Like, I still did bad jokes, I'll be honest. I always do bad jokes, but I think I now can say that it's because I'm a dad, so they're dad jokes. And they're okay. But the jokes were just bad, and we still didn't know how to, like, respond. Like, are you being serious or not serious? Like,
Yeah.
No. You guys don't see me. Like, I'm doing these really bad hand gestures here. Like you talk first, I talk first. Like, what do we do here? Like, that's kind of what we were doing.
See, Mikey, I tell dad jokes, but I'm not a dad, so I guess I'm just a faux pas.
Yeah, get it, the joke there with the papa and see, that's not even, that's not, see, Caitlin, like, Caitlin, go back to your ice cave anyway. It's cold up there. But yeah, no, my favorite was, like, actually I reflected back on this episode after seeing The Last Jedi, and I kind of wanted to visit Maz again, because Maz Kanata was one of my favorite characters in The Last Jedi. And actually, having rewatched it since the digital release is out, I love, she's like, labor dispute. She's like this, it's such a little, it's such an odd thing, but you have Maz show up in The Last Jedi on a holo message. Like, it is such a, I don't know, for me, like, I don't know. What do you guys think of Maz showing up in The Last Jedi? Glad she was there.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was, in terms of, like, little cameos, I thought it was interesting. Amusing, and probably the best way that they could have incorporated her. I don't think that bringing her in entirely would have worked, because it would have just been, like, another diversion. The way that they kind of set out with The Last Jedi, particularly with, like, how it flowed between, like, the initial mission with, like, moving the ships away and that sort of thing, that sort of, like, idea of being able to, like, meander around and go different places was never gonna happen. We were always gonna be in very limited locations. So I think in terms of, you know, like, moving them in the right direction and just making sure that we touch base with a character that is still an ally, definitely one of the better ways that they could have done it. Also, just the labor dispute line is kind of funny to me.
You know, I just thought it was really fun. Although, I don't know if it was necessary to even have her come back. The reason why I say it is because the movie takes place directly after the events that happened in Force Awakens, so they just saw her. So if you took them as, like, one film, like, she shows up again, like, a couple hours later, like, hey, you didn't come with us, like, you still there? It's just, we need your help again. Like, it was fun. It was fun, though. Donya, do you have any other episodes? I know you didn't put a lot in the notes, because there's a lot here.
Yeah, there was already quite a lot. I'm trying to think of, like,
episodes. While you think about that, let's have Caitlin tell us her next favorite one, which is one of my favorites.
Okay, so, again, it's another personal one. I like number 46, because that was my first episode.
Aww, Caitlin.
I was both excited and nervous, and I hate the sound of my own voice, which is kind of interesting, considering I chose to volunteer as a new host, or part-time host, of a podcast, but... I do not regret my choice. And aside, I couldn't find the episode number, but there's an episode somewhere where we made predictions about a movie. I don't know if which movie it was and what particularly about that movie the prediction was, but Mikey was on one side of the fence and Donnie was on the other, as usual. And I was like, I was kind of, like, in the middle. And I think it was Donnie was like, well, I guess we'll see who's right. I think actually it might have been the Han Solo, like, because Mikey's always been all for it. Donnie was always kind of like, I don't know. And I was kind of wishy-washy on how I felt about it. And it was like, well, we'll see how good it is when it comes out. I'm like, well, you two are going to have different opinions. Who's going to be the judge? And they're like, well, you'll be. And I think at that moment, I realized I was on, I was going to be on for long term. And it just made me happy.
Aww.
Aww. Yeah,
I mean, sorry, we just still have with... to, like, you're still going to have to be the judge of
that. Well, I think based on the trailers, guys, we all agree the solo film looks awesome.
I mean, we had this discussion. I think there are aspects of it that look
that's good. Gonna be, again, the whole point was AKA it's gonna Lando. Be awesome. It's like I said, the last bit of news we got is Lando's on screen as much as Han Solo, and we all said Lando's gonna be awesome,
which is good. You know, like Lando is very much the like the biggest selling point for me on this movie. So
well,
he.
That- And I think it's the only thing we've all agreed on in regards to the Han movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, that's accurate. I think that is genuinely the only thing that we've all come to a consensus on for the Han Solo movie, is that we all love Lando Calrissian, we all love Donald Glover, and we all think that Lando is going to be amazing in this film. I think that's pretty much the only thing that we've agreed on.
That's true. And we love Chewie. Don't forget Chewbacca. He's
that's
still
true. That is very true. But I think, yeah. Yeah, now, I think across the board on Han Solo, we've had, like, very different opinions on what we think about it. But Lando is the one unifying thing that brings us all back together. Which I think Lando. Is beautiful. That's such a beautiful thing.
Because it's Lando, my friend. What do we have here? Anyway, I will say this. Looking back at episode 46, that was Caitlin's first episode. That was almost over. It was actually over a year ago. And we talked about Hoth on that episode because, yeah, Caitlin, you live in Hoth. And guess what? It's Hoth still there. It's freezing. That's
why. Well, it was. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, we have had warmer.
No, it hasn't. You live in an ice cave. That's what I believe. That's what's in my mind. I believe it. Anyway. Well,
this will help. This morning it was minus 19 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, that's cold. Anyway, it's hot. And guess who joined us? We got Ben joining us. I sure hope he's recording because, yeah.
I am very much recording.
Good job, Ben. All right. Hey, he finally made it. He finally made it. Anyway, before we let Ben talk, because we won't let him talk, I do want to announce third button pack winner,
woo-hoo!
Rob Strickland at Rob Strickland Twitter. Congrats on 100th episodes. Favorite moment is Virtual Dawn running the show due to Mikey Boucherot. Dilated pupils, and listening to Mikey slowly and unsuccessfully try to regain control of the show. Danya, you are having none of it.
It's so true, though. Like, you were trying to lead the conversation without knowing what was on the show notes, dog, for what was coming next. And it's like,
it was
Mikey,
so, I'm like,
honey,
I'm just gonna
calm down.
Like, you don't understand. Like, I'm like, I want to go. I want to keep talking, but I don't know what is said because I can't. It's like, so you don't understand, yeah. Like, my wife just went to the eye doctor and she's like, you should have just paid for the fancy machine, not get your eyes dilated for them to examine, whatever. And I really should have, because it was horrible. I could not see at all. Like, my eyes were just like, I had sunglasses on at the computer. I couldn't see. I'm like, I know I put stuff in the notes, guys. I kind of vaguely remember everything I read before we put the notes, but I can't see anything.
Well, and you were essentially using Danya as your eyes.
Think about that. Just hold on. Everyone, take a moment and think about that. Danya was Mikey's eyes. Just visually think about that.
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, no, that's what happened. So, Rob, you have won yourself a button pack. We'll reach out to you soon and get some information so we can mail that out. Congratulations. And we want to introduce Ben.
Yay!
Welcome, Ben. Hey, I know you were stuck in traffic. We appreciate you being here.
So much traffic. Wow. No, it's good. I had a reason to come home, you know?
A reason to come home. Well, I would hope that you'd like to, you know, go home sometimes, but, you know, that's okay. So,
I mean,
Ben,
I just wanted to talk about Star Wars, so.
Oh, Star Wars. Anyway, Ben, so we've been going through our favorite moments over the last 99 episodes.
Gotcha.
And we want to ask you, just start, what is one of your favorite moments that you've
gone moments
through?
Just like at all?
Just one of them, or favorite episode, you know, talk to us
just
about it.
Just one of them. episode. I mean, like, this is sort of fresh in my mind, but like, Mikey and I recorded an episode a couple weeks ago that was pretty legit.
Yeah, it was episode 98, right? It was
episode 98. We like basically just talked about not Star Wars for the first hour, and then,
that's not true. It was somehow semi-related to Star Wars.
Yeah, well, sure, loosely, very, very loosely, but it was pretty funny because there was
It was all about the adventures of Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, there was that, but then also like nobody was there to really keep us on track, so it just kind of like derailed immediately.
Yeah,
it was like, welcome to Resistance Radio. So Harry Potter, like,
and the adventures of Lando Calrissian. Like, come on, like,
pretty crazy.
Oh man. Hey, Donald Glover did get fully CGI'd, scanned in, so we could have a digital version of Lando Calrissian.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. In the adventures of Lando Calrissian, the next animated series. That is one of my favorite episodes because we talked just way about, because it was the Oscars too, and
yeah, that's true.
Last Jedi was up for it, so we were talking about it. It was fun. It was a fun episode. Yeah, I will agree with you on that.
Let's see what else that, and nerding out about Gordie Hobb interviewing him and all that good stuff was a cool time.
Gordy was really fun to have on the show. Was it just me and you when we interviewed him?
I think so. So I'm not trying to exclude anybody other than Mikey, but like, yeah, those both were just when it was us.
So the first part of the show, the first half of the show was...
Oh, it was you guys, right?
Yeah, it was us discussing, but because Gordy is based on the West Coast, it was really, really difficult time zone-wise to work out for me to basically find the time to like sit down and join in. So I kind of was like, hey, just don't try and schedule it and try and get me on it, because it's just turning into a disaster to try and organize, because my time zone is a nightmare.
I will say that the scheduling that interview was probably my most fun that we've ever had scheduling a celebrity, I guess. I don't know what you say, just a special guest on the show.
Let's just say celebrity. That makes
it just
sound better.
I think it's just like time zones. Like sometimes time zones are the thing that's like really difficult to like work around, particularly with like West Coast USA time. Like,
or if you're Ben and you just can't comprehend the fact that people are in other time zones than you.
There is also that. Look, I was being diplomatic, Ben, and trying not to drag you there.
Yeah, no, it's totally cool.
I will say, the episode with Gordie Hobb, episode 93, just so for those who didn't listen to it and might want to go back, that was a really good episode with the interview with him. I think the interview went really well. And I think, I'll be honest with you, thinking back to it, I know I kind of geeked out a little bit, because when we started
you geeked out a little bit.
Well, I know you... Ben, you couldn't contain yourself.
I lost it.
I know. But I will say this, and I talked about it with him, and he was kind of really, like, he's like, oh, that's awesome. Like, he was really, you know, like, I don't know if he was touched or just, like, you know, I never got any bad feedback about it. But it was one of those things where we use the Balmora song that he created for Star Wars The Old Republic. So Gordie Hobb did the soundtrack for Star Wars Battlefront 2, Battlefront 1, and he did a bunch of the music for Star Wars The Old Republic, MMO, which I played a lot of. And I know me and Evan played together, and we talked about it on the Johto cast and stuff. But we talked about how when we opened the show, for the first probably 10, 15 episodes, we were using one of his Star Wars pieces. So it didn't sound like every other Star Wars podcast out there that used, you know, the Cantina or, you know, the stuff from the original trilogy. I pulled something from kind of an odd Star Wars soundtrack, and we used his. So I thought it was really cool that he came on the show, especially since Episode 1 started it off with his music. So I thought that was a really cool episode, too.
Yeah, it's kind of really nice how stuff like that works out sometimes, when it kind of is like a circle. You know, you start off in one place and you never think that, you know, someone that directly involved with something that you've used on the show is going to come on and actually talk to you. And then it happens and you're like, oh, this is actually something that we got to do and happened, and it's kind of really incredible, because, you know, you start off doing shows like this, and it's all about the love that you have for it, because it's a lot of work. Podcasting is, like, a ridiculous amount of work. You don't ever start something like this off thinking, oh, we're going to get so-and-so on the show, and this is, like, you're doing it for, like, an excess thing, because a lot of the time it's just not going to happen. It's very, very difficult to arrange that stuff to happen. So to kind of start off in one place and have used something on the show, like a piece of music, and then within the lifespan of the show, actually get to like talk to the person who created that music is incredible. Like, it's just, it's kind of one of those moments where it's like, wow, when you start the show, it's not anything that's ever in your mind. It's not anything that you ever kind of assume or take for granted will or could happen. And then, like, pieces just fall into place, and it's something that just is. And later on, when you come back to it and you reflect on it, you're like, huh, I can't believe that is something that we managed to set up and get involved in. Because when you first start the show, what, when are you ever gonna, like, think, oh yeah, yeah, we'll talk to that person eventually? Like, you don't.
Actually, right? So on a flip side, I'm you know, I don't know how Caitlin feels about this, but definitely as, like, a person who downloaded the first episode, if somebody had told me, like, I would just be, like, on half of the episodes once we hit 100, I wouldn't have believed that. So it's kind of like, oh, hey, that's cool, because I went from sitting in my room listening and wanting to comment on something to,
you know,
sitting in my room and actually being able to comment on something.
You know what's really funny is so I got into MuggleCast fairly early on, probably like by episode 30 or 40 that MuggleCast had, because I remember doing their 24-hour MuggleCast and the 100 episode. But I downloaded the first episode of MuggleCast and podcast, so I know exactly how you guys feel. I'd listened to it, and when I met those guys in Vegas at Lumos back in 10 years ago or something like that, I was there to talk to him. They're like, hey guys, I love the podcast, I want to talk to you about it. And then I somehow magically got invited to be on the show. Don't know what I did. Yeah. Anyway, one of my next favorite episodes, I do like things coming full circle, is I want to talk about another guest host. We had an episode called BB-8 Just Blew Up My House. And I know, Ben, you put this down as one of your favorite episodes too. But it was episode 51. And I was really excited for this episode, because we had just done our 50th episode, which was a live YouTube, which I think probably could have gone better, but I was messing with way too many things and it didn't quite go as well as I'd liked. But 51 was a very special episode, because this was an episode where we had a guest host, Jay Mercado, who is a hard surface modeler for Industrial Light and Magic. And so he was on the show. He got to give us some insight, because he worked on Force Awakens. He worked on Rogue One. They call him the ship guy, because he's the guy who actually modeled the Millennium Falcon. And I just found that the interview with him, even though I grew up, you know, I went to high school with him and everything, it was one of those things that was really awesome just to hear his story and his side of the insight to Star Wars, just because, you know, my background was film also, but I was more of a editorial than, you know, CG or anything like that. So it was really cool just to see someone and hear their story. And I think that's probably why I like the documentary so much as the, in the extra features of The Last Jedi and Force Awakens and Rogue One. But I thought it was a really cool episode just to hear that. And I know it was something where it was before Rogue One came out or anything like that, and he didn't really tell us any thing, but we made a bunch of jokes about it, and he thought it was hilarious. Danya, you got to be on that episode. What'd you think about the interview with us? I think it was actually our first interview with somebody.
It was our first interview. Yeah, it was. And I thought it was great, because it's all well and good sometimes actually being able to talk to the people in front of the camera who embody, like, the characters that you come to love and know and appreciate and kind of deeply, deeply, like, get to know every sort of, like, nuance and tiny detail about them. But then you remember, like, there are people behind the scenes who bring all of that to life, who make the ships, who do the costumes, who do the makeup, who do, like, every little tiny detail that makes the Star Wars universe what it is, because it's not just any one thing or any one person. It's huge. And for our first interview that we ever did, I thought it was incredible that we got to talk to Jay because, you know, it kind of embodies just, like, everything I think I would have loved to have done with the show when we started, which is talk to more of the people in the background, which, you know, they don't always get as much love and appreciation as they deserve for all of the incredible work on the show that they do. Like, and that was just something that I really appreciated us being able to do, was just talk to him just in general about what he does, but also just to kind of appreciate him as well, because, you know, when can you honestly just say, like, oh yeah, we just talked to the guy who, like, basically created the Millennium Falcon. Oh yeah, that was super chill. Yeah,
he designed it, and then he also made all the ships, you know, in Rogue One. Now, I will say, my other favorite thing about that episode is, one, I still don't remember why the episode was called BB-8 Just Blew Up My House. I know there's a joke in there somewhere. I know there's a joke in there somewhere, so I know I'm going to have to re-listen to it, but I remember that episode also, we talked about Star Wars Rebels, and that episode of Rebels featured Wedge, and I remember you loved it, Danya. I absolutely remember how much you loved the episode.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because Mikey doesn't like antagonizing Danya at all.
I would never do that. Jeez, people. No. Why would you guys think that at all? All right. So those are all my favorite episodes. Like I said, there's a lot of different episodes there. Danya, I know you didn't put a lot in the notes. Is there any other episodes that come to mind for you?
The indie popcorn stuff, I think, was a lot of fun when we did those. So we did two episodes around indie popcorn. We did one from the stage, live with some of the 501st. That was really, really fun, getting to talk to them about, like, all of the work that they do and, you know, just being stormtroopers in general and, like, some of the charity work that they've done and other events that they've gotten involved in and that sort of stuff. That was really, really fun to do. And then we did, like, a little mini live episode while we were there as well, which was a lot of fun. So I think both of those were great. I think it was the first time that we'd all really been in the same place. This was before Caitlin and Ben had come on board as well. So, we'll have to try and do it again where we can actually all meet up now that there's more of us. And I know it's going to be a little bit more difficult because Mikey has a baby now, which is another thing that's changed
But now she can definitely come and join us. Now, I will say this. So it's actually interesting. It's episode 17 is the audio that we did live from Indie PopCon. And then it's a... we didn't actually do a release it, but it's a video. It's a YouTube video. So it's on our website. But if you go to, like, episode 17, I believe it's, like, the next link over. Or if you just search PopCon on our website, it pops up. It's called Live Video Podcast from Indie PopCon. And it's a YouTube video of me, you, who is Danielle, who's been on the show. Karen's been on the show. Liz. Liz hasn't been on the show since then, right?
No, I don't think she has. Liz is based out of Chicago, and she is usually quite busy around the times that we would be recording. She works at the Science Museum in Chicago, and so she works really weird hours and has, like, odd days off because... obviously, it's a museum, so you can't really sort of schedule around that. So I haven't had the opportunity to invite her back on, but yeah. Liz, if you remember the Rogue One episode, which had Jen on, Liz is her twin sister. So there's a there's another interesting link between some of the hosts that we've had on this show.
I will say what's interesting about that live video. So I have it up right now. I'm not listening to it, but I'm watching it. Like, that live video, one, I have to give big props out to Leslie, my wife, because she was the camera operator during that live video.
Yeah, she was great.
She had all the cables and everything. She also, Man, that's actually really cool that we did this. So it was a live show. We were broadcasting live to YouTube or Facebook. I don't remember where we were broadcasting to. But we were on the couch, so we were filming on the couch, and she had another laptop that was streaming it, that she would also trigger the photos that we were showing on screen too. So we were talking about different pictures and different things that we had seen on that episode. Eric with the Emperor and stuff like that. You with, you know, being taken and arrested by the Mandalorian Works. Brent or Grum, who's been on the show, him in his stormtrooper costume. And then Joe and Heidi and as Jawa and Kylo Ren. But we also talked about a Kylo Ren and a Hux, who we didn't know at the time. And we thought it was really awesome that they were wearing their get-along shirt. And we thought it was the coolest, like, just cosplay thing later that I ended up later becoming friends with Chelsea, who since has been on this show as a guest host. So at that episode, it was really cool just to have kind of come full circle again, seeing a cosplayer and having pictures with her. And we talk about it, how we thought it was really cool, to us actually getting to know them and them coming on the show, because they are Chelsea's actually a member of the 501st. In my local garrison here in Kentucky. So, figures that we saw her in Indiana, which is not too far from me.
Yeah. God, I remember the cosplay episode as well. The cosplay episode was good. That was another great episode.
Yeah. That was also an episode where Brent was also on, too. Brent and Kelsey were on that episode. And I think, actually, Brent wasn't going to be on, but then I think Chelsea, me, and you, and we're all kind of like, hey, you should come on, join us. Just join us. And I think we poked him up. He's like, fine, I'll get on record.
Oh, I remember why he did. So he didn't want to come on because he was 3D printing something, and he thought that the noise from the 3D printer in the background would be disruptive. So he didn't want to come on because he had his 3D printer printing some pieces for his...
It
was his short trooper costume that he then debuted at the Indie Pop Con the following year. So I think I've got pictures with him in the short trooper costume, because he had like a lei, and he had a sign that said,
"Where's the beach?
Where's the beach?"
Yeah.
Which is amazing. But yeah, no, that episode, the reason that he was so resistant to come on, do you get it? Resistant. Now it's my turn to make terrible jokes. Yeah, no, the reason he was so resistant... Yeah. The reason he was resistant to come on was because he was 3D printing and he thought it would be too loud. But we convinced him to come on anyway. Because we thought it would be, like, really funny to be like, oh, what are you 3D printing there? Because it was apt. It was like an apt thing for him to talk about, considering it was a cosplay episode. So, yeah, I remember like really enjoying that one as well.
All right. And Caitlin, tell us, you have this another episode here. I know what it's about.
I don't really remember a whole heck of a lot other than, sorry, Mikey, you weren't on it. So it's episode 68, and its title was 97.6% chance of failure. So I'm pretty sure it was about
K2SO. I know it is. I listened to it. I edited the episode.
Yeah,
because I remember apologizing to you because I laughed a lot throughout it, and I don't remember why I laughed, but I felt like I needed to apologize because you had to edit it.
Do you think, did the title partly come from the fact that we weren't sure if, with Mikey not on the show, we would be able to make it work?
No, like, I knew we would be able to make it work because we had Danya.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
There was a pre-show discussion when, I don't remember what the thing was, but I think when, like, Mikey was not able to do that episode, there was some, I don't remember, maybe there was some weird space where Danya was like not sure at the same time when we were going to record or not.
Yeah.
And so there was this brief second of just like, wait, so what's going to happen? Like, how's this going to work?
There's an episode.
I think at that point, Ben and I were panicking.
Yeah. There's like, also, you can't just do that.
There's also an episode that when I cut out once And there's conversation between either Caitlin and Ben and Danya. And I actually left it in until I popped back in as a joke. But there's an episode somewhere that probably makes this joke even better. But yeah, no, it was a good episode. You guys got to talk about the Star Wars Lego movie, Jedi Outcast. And you talked about K2SO, one of my favorite droids.
Yes.
And we also got to talk about K2SO again. We went and talked about
Secrets of the Empire. About him more than once.
All right, Ben, I know you have a couple more. Do you want to tell us some of your favorite episodes before we wrap up?
Yeah, totally. I think, let's see, what's the next one? Episode 91, The Cave of Goodness. I just remember this one for a couple reasons. One was because it was the first Last Jedi kind of talk we'd had, like, after the first reactions, you know, the recording the day after we'd seen it and all that stuff. So we were able to really kind of dive into it, and there was a lot there that I was, I think we just discussed more in length, things that we had seen. And also at that point, I remember discussing how many times each of us had seen the movie. And it was definitely more than four for all of us, which is, my grand total, I think, is five. Mikey, no, probably won't want to share.
I don't even remember how many times I did, and I have it so originally digital download. I've watched it. I've only watched it once since it came out on digital download, but I've watched all the extras already. So
yeah, I definitely at the cinema. I definitely hit double digits, but obviously it's not out yet for us. But
then you probably passed me. I don't think I went quite to double digits in theater. You know, after the initial after my initial five. Viewing. Now, in my defense, though. In my defense, though, with a baby, I can't just just take off. But the initial bit, like, I kind of had free reign. It was like, cool, I'm going to go see the movie. Bye. Okay, I know you're going to see it again because you're talking about it. Then after I saw it enough, she's like, no, you can't do that. Can't pull that.
It's like, calm down, Mikey. She's like, calm down.
No, not quite so much. Yeah, it happens. And yeah, I know
no, you- I also, sorry, I was just saying as far as movies go, I mean, like, five is a lot. I think for me, so I don't think you need to defend yourself at all. It's totally fine.
But I
think the movie I'd seen a movie four times in theaters, and that was the last Harry Potter. So it's been like 7 years since I've seen a movie this many times. Force Awakens was probably four times. It probably tied.
I've never seen a movie more than twice in a movie theater.
Ooh.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So we're looking for a new co-host. I mean, wait, what? These are the jokes, people. You still got to judge our contest about Solo, so it's all right.
I'm the deciding factor for Han Solo, so you can't get rid of me yet.
That's what I said. I said you still got to go Han Solo. Don't worry. All right. Now I do want to announce. I know, Ben, you have one or two more here, but I do want to announce our other winners. We have our grand prize winner is Samantha Martin, who is winning a t-shirt and a button pack. And Amy Dieter and Timothy Simpson, you guys are also winning button packs too. So overall, we have five button packs we're giving away and one t-shirt. Congratulations, everybody. I know we're gonna I'll reach out to you guys and get those sent out soon. When I say soon, it's trademarked. So you can treat it like the game industry. It'll eventually happen, I promise.
Unless your name is Caitlin.
Caitlin, you just need to... I don't have your address. I'm sorry.
I gave it to you.
Then I don't remember getting it. So there you go. Maybe when I get all this stuff packed up and shipped out, then that will happen too. We'll see.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, all right. Ben, does anyone else have any other episodes besides Ben? Because I know somebody showed up late and he still has his entire list to finish up. Anyone else have any episodes? Yes, Caitlin, go.
Mine's not specific to like any episode, but just generally when we go off topic, like there's hockey and Star Wars, right? And for some reason I get this like sadistic amusement when we keep bringing up sand.
Oh, sand. Oh, it's coarse and it gets everywhere.
And based off my recent vacation, there was a stint that involved a lot of sand, and I started to understand Anakin's hatred for it.
Aww.
But moving on. Start to
understand it.
It does get everywhere. It's true. It does.
Now, I will say this. I think the best thing I've ever seen when we talked about sand was the meme that I posted to you guys, the picture of Anakin made up of pictures of sand. Like, yeah. If you guys remember
that. Was one of those, like, I don't know how much more meta you can get with a joke. Like,
yeah, that's...
That was
that's,
intense.
Is that a challenge to the Star Wars fandom? Or is
I don't know, maybe.
You realize, if Star Wars... Yeah, no, come on. You realize there's entire subreddits of just, like, really bad memes that are amazing in so many ways, and I spend way too much time looking at them. Anyway. Yeah, I agree with you, Caitlin, 100%. Sand, it's coarse, and it gets everywhere. But, you know, Tatooine's awesome. Anyway. Ben, tell us about your other favorite moments or favorite episodes.
Well, I mean, I had to put the... I know Caitlin put this down, too, but, like, my first episode was pretty cool.
Why? Why?
Because, well, it was not only the first episode I was on, it was the first yeah.
I was like, why?
It
was just another episode that, you know, this guy named Ben joined up. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Well, and it was, it was just kind of cool. Like, it kind of sucked we couldn't start at the same time, but it was kind of nice because it gave us space to start on our own. And then
we came
together as four.
I thought that was cool. I mean, because you were on the episode before me, right?
Yeah, because
I was on 47, and then I think the first episode. Because also, I didn't realize because when I was, I don't know, I was in contact, I think, with Mikey when he was just like, "Yeah, like join us for this episode if you can," and I was like, "Okay, cool." And then so I hopped on that one, and I think I had an idea that like you existed, but I wasn't sure. And so it wasn't until I think we recorded 48 or whatever the first episode that all four of us were on or whatever that they're just like, you know, it's like Ben and Caitlin. I was like, oh, Caitlin, oh my gosh. And it was almost like, you know, like Luke and Leia meeting each other and like realizing that they existed.
I'm a real person.
Yeah. I was like, you're a real person, oh my gosh. And then so that happened.
I will say you know, episode 47, Ben, you are very significant. But I will say I enjoyed that episode because
that
we got to talk.
That was such a dismissive way to say it.
Because no, we got to talk about Shmi. We got to talk about Shmi Skywalker, and you know, it was our Valentine's Day episode, and we got to talk about the Shacks. You know, we talked about Love Shack. You know, that's why the episode was called that.
But that was the majority of the conversation.
I will say. During that episode, I have an entire album in my photo library with over 120 Star Wars Valentines. And my wife hates Valentine's Day now because throughout the day, she gets text messages of all the different Star Wars Valentines that I've collected over the years. Because of that episode. Well, come on, think, like, who doesn't love, like, the you know, I'm gonna post it in our Discord chat for those listening live and you guys. But who doesn't love like Chewy hugging Maz says, "I think you're a Mazine." Get it? Instead of amazing, it's Maz. Like, I love those things. But apparently, after a while, you know, I guess it can get.
I feel like if you're bombarded throughout the day by them, it might get a little, I don't know what's it, sand like annoying.
Oh, it's coarse. It gets everywhere.
Yeah.
Gets under
your skin. But it's also, you're the droid I'm looking for. Get it? Da-da-da. Anyway, but yes, I will say that was a fun episode to have Ben on. And I think Ben realized very quickly, and Danya realized really quickly that she's going to have to be the moderator because I will get off track like I always do. And Ben just adds to that flame.
I think the very nature of me.
Well, me too, but
that's a problem.
Yeah, so that's the problem. That's what happened with episode 98. We were talking about movies for like 2 hours. Yeah. I mean, Star Wars.
There was no Danya there to stop us, so we were like, let's go.
Hey, it was a great episode. Lots of downloads. People have responded happy to it, so I'm okay. No bad things about it. Anyway, anyone have any other episodes they want to call out? Again, we did have 99 previous episodes. But we've had a lot of co-hosts on. Like, there's some people on, like, oh, wow, I haven't talked to them since, you know, a while. They're just a different show. They do different podcasts and stuff. And, you know, we do have the same ones who always come back, and we love them on. But it was fun doing the last 99 episodes, and this one is 100. I'm looking forward to the next 100. And, you know, the solo film, and maybe we'll have to talk about Indiana Jones, because after episode 9, We don't know about any official Star Wars movies coming out. Ooh. But we do have a new series. New series coming out, you know.
That's so true. I'm sure there'll be news to talk about.
Oh, I'm
sure.
Yeah,
there'll be multiple.
Or we can even just, like, we can revisit old movies, like, because we were doing that as the commentaries, right? We could just keep doing those.
Mm-hmm. Or we can, you know, do our chapter-by-chapter Star Wars edition. Reading,
scene by scene throughout the movie and just, like, overanalyze everything.
This is when, I'll tell you this.
There is a podcast that does that, isn't it, called Star Wars Minute?
Yep,
that goes through minute. It minute by minute.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's an incredible podcast, by the way. It's so good. But yeah, it breaks down the Star Wars movies minute by minute. I'm trying to think what they're up to now.
I'll tell you in a minute. I think the sunset right now on Tatooine, like, that's how far it's gotten down. No, I'm joking. Anything else, guys? Any episode?
The end of the opening credits.
The end of the opening credit. No, not quite that far. All right. Well, thank you all for listening to another episode of Resistance Radio. I know this week did not have a lot of news. We only had the big bit of the digital release in the U.S. But feel free to reach out to us on Twitter at @RRadioPodcast. Let us know still what your favorite episode was. It was really fun to talk about some of the past episodes. Go back and re-listen to some of them. You can also reach us on Facebook at facebook.com/resistanceradiopodcast. And remember to visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/resistanceradiopodcast. As always, I am Mikey B.
I'm Danya.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Ben.
And may the force be with you.
And also with you.